This morning's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting in his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Then Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is the word of our Lord.
Great. Well, do have a seat. Oh, you're all sat down. That's good. Do have a seat, musicians. You're okay. Let's pray as we come to God's word. We're going to be looking at that passage from Luke's gospel that we just read from chapter 5, and it's on page 1032. Let's pray as we come together to read this. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us through your word. And we pray that as we look at it now and think a bit about it, you would help us to understand. And we pray that you would start to change our lives through your word. Amen. Well, today's passage in Luke's gospel is all about Jesus meeting a man called Levi. And Levi, and this story tells us why Jesus is the best person ever. That's what this story is really all about. Why Jesus is the best person ever. And the reason for that is because Jesus says to messy people, to greedy people, to angry, selfish, nasty, lying people, Jesus says, "Follow me. You're exactly the kind of person I've come for." And the question for us this morning is, do we think we need him? Do I think that I need Jesus? That's the question we're presented with. Now, first of all, I've got a few props that I need, and I'm going to need a volunteer in a moment. Here we go. Now, in our story, we meet a man called Levi. Here's a question. Did anyone listening to the reading hear what Levi did as a job? Put your hand up if you heard what he did. Yes, Alice. He was a tax collector. Brilliant. He was a tax collector. Now, I need someone who can come and be Levi for me. A tax collector, which means you've got to count money. Oscar, do you want to? Come on then. Okay, you can be Levi. So this is your tax booth. You've got to sit there. Now, Levi was a tax collector counting money. So he had a calculator. And there you go. There's some money inside there for you to start counting. But tax collectors, well, they weren't very popular people. Do you know why they weren't popular? Because they took your money. They took your money, and even worse, they took your money and they gave it to the Romans who'd invaded and taken over your town, your city. Tax collectors were not very nice, and no one liked them. They were nasty people, and they loved, most of all, they loved money. So, Oscar, I know you're good at counting, but do you think you can count some more? Okay, fantastic. You start counting. It's a good way to keep your children occupied, isn't it, when you're doing a sermon? It's real money now, yeah. You keep counting. See if you can organize it, because tax collectors love to organize their money. So Levi, the tax collector, loved money. That was what his job was all about. That is what he spent his whole time doing, counting money. Taking people's money, keeping some for himself, probably. He wasn't very popular. In fact, if I say the word tax collector, do you think you can all give me a Boo. Can you do that? So Levi was a tax collector. Very good, very good. Okay, keep listening. He wasn't liked by many people because he took their money, kept some for himself and gave some away. But then what happens in our story is that Jesus comes along, amazing, popular, healing Jesus with a crowd of people following him because he's just made someone better. And Jesus comes along and he says to Levi, follow me. He says, follow me to Levi, to greedy, hated tax collector. Levi. He says, follow me. And what did Levi do? Did anyone spot what Levi did? Levi, who loved his money so much, what did he do? Who spotted it when we heard the reading? Have a look for yourself in verse 28. What did Levi do when Jesus said, follow me? Yes, John. He got up and left everything to follow Jesus. Did you hear that, Oscar? Levi left all his money to follow Jesus. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? To leave all your money, to leave your job, your career, everything to follow Jesus. So, Oscar, because Levi did that, you can be Levi. Can you go back down and sit down? Because you have left everything, all that money behind, to follow Jesus. And that's why Jesus is the best person ever, because Jesus came for people just like Levi, for greedy, nasty, lying people like Levi. But what does Levi do in response? Well, he has a party. He has a banquet to celebrate. So I wonder if anyone's been to a party recently. Who's been to a party recently? Yes, Roslyn, what party did you go to recently? A christening party. Brilliant. What other types of parties might we go to? Rodney, a wedding party. Jonathan, you had your hand up. What type of party have you been to? A birthday party, your own birthday party. Amazing. We have parties, don't we, to celebrate occasions, to celebrate people sometimes. Maybe if you go to a wedding anniversary party, or a birthday party, it's to celebrate someone. And Levi, the tax collector, well, he changes, doesn't he? And he has a party to celebrate who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. Now, if you were having a party, who would you invite? Maybe your friends? Maybe your family? Who does Levi invite? Anyone spot who he invites to his party to celebrate Jesus? Jesus. Someone said it. Jesus. Tax collectors. Levi, who was a tax collector, invites all his tax collector friends to the party to meet Jesus. More greedy people. More money-loving tax collectors, more people who'd been rejected by everyone else, who people didn't like. But if you think about it, why wouldn't you invite them? If you've just met Jesus for the first time and he said, follow me, then why wouldn't you invite people just like you to come and follow him? And that's what Levi does. But there's another group of people in our passage who don't like what Jesus is doing. They're called the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. We see it in verse 30. And they're quite proud people. They like to keep the law. They think that they're better than everyone else, that they're holier, they're more righteous, that they're good. And they look down on people like Levi. They don't like people like Levi. And they say to Jesus and his disciples, why do you eat with tax collectors and sinners. Why do you eat with them? Why do you eat with people like that? And that's what we're going to look at, Jesus' response. Because the Pharisees, they reject people like Levi. Nasty, greedy people like Levi. But Jesus accepts him. And then what Jesus says in verse 31 is really, really important. Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." If you're sick, what do? You go to see the doctor, don't you? I once heard a story about a mother who went to see a doctor, a very worried mother. She said, "Doctor, doctor, my son has swallowed his pocket money." The doctor said, "Well, take this bowl and we'll see if there's any change in the morning." Oh, that's a bad joke, isn't it? That's a bad joke. But you take someone to the doctor if they're sick, if they're unwell. Maybe you take yourself along to the doctor. You go if you're worried about your health, don't you? And let me tell you a true story this time, not a joke. A true story of when I was a bit poorly, I didn't realize it to start with. So I just thought I was tired. Maybe I needed to drink a bit more water. Maybe I needed to stay in bed a bit longer to get better. But it didn't get better. And I just kept getting more and more and more poorly. I didn't think to start with that I needed a doctor, because I didn't know that I was sick. But only once I realized that I was really getting sick, that was when I went to see the doctor. And that's what Jesus is saying. You only go to the doctor when you realize you're sick. So if you think you're healthy, you won't go to visit a doctor. So I need another volunteer this time who can be a doctor for me. Jonathan, do you want to come up and be a doctor? I'm afraid you've been up. Come on, Jonathan. Here we go, Jonathan. You come up here and we'll put this on. Fantastic. You can be a doctor. You put your sleeves in there. Very good. Very professional. And what else do doctors have? Well, of course, they bring their kit, don't they? I think probably the one that you see most often is this one. Do you want to put that on? Do you know what that is? No, neither do I. I don't have a clue how it works. You can use that to listen to people's heartbeats, because doctors help people get ready, don't they? And they come with all sorts of things to help people to get better. Now, why is Jesus suddenly talking about doctors and being sick? It seems a bit strange, doesn't it, to say? But then we see in verse 32 that he says, "I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." He's saying that if you think you're righteous, if you think you're good, if you think that you've got it all sorted with God, then you will never think you need Jesus. Just like a healthy person will never go to the doctor, or just like a person who is healthy won't go to a doctor, someone who thinks they're righteous won't turn to Jesus. But remember, Levi, he knew that he was greedy, that he was selfish, that he'd kept things for himself. He knew that he was sick. He knew that he was a sinner. And that's why it was the best news ever that Jesus said to someone like Levi, "Follow me." So here's the question for you. Who do you think you are in the story? Do you think you're someone like Levi, who knows he's a sinner? Or do you think you're someone like the Pharisees, who think that they're righteous, that they're good, that they've got it all sorted? If you know that you're like Levi, that you're greedy, that you're a liar, that you're hateful or angry or a bully or unkind or nasty, then you're exactly the kind of person that Jesus has come to call to follow him. Well, if we're honest with ourselves, that's all of us, isn't it? And so that's why Jesus is the best person ever, because he calls us all, no matter how bad we are, to follow him. He says that he's come to call sinners to repentance. Now, repentance is what Levi did here. He left his old life and he left it all to follow Jesus. He left his sin behind to follow Jesus. That's repentance. It's saying, sorry, I don't want anything to do with this old life, and I'm going to follow you now. Leave our sins behind us, knowing Jesus forgives us, to follow him. That's why this story is all about how Jesus is the best person ever. Because he comes for people like Levi. He calls them to follow him. So the question is, do you think that you need him? Do you think that you need to follow Jesus as well? He's not come to call the healthy, but the sick. He's not come for the righteous, but sinners. Now let's pray as we think about that. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you sent your Son Jesus, that you sent him not to come for people who've got it all sorted, but to come for messy people like ourselves. Please would you help us to follow Jesus, just like Levi did. And we thank you for Jesus, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Great. Thank you, Jonathan.